Hey, Elizabeth, we're here at the For Your Benefit UVA podcast. And, you know, I was just thinking about all the people who work at UVA who actually come here from other countries. It's really remarkable. They're in research, they're in administration, they're all over the place. They get benefits too, right?
Yes, I believe many of them do get benefits. And we are here today with Tim White, who is the Supervisor of Immigration Services at UVA HR. He is going to tell us about some changes for 2020 for those who have J-1 visas. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
Well, Tim, quick question. Can you tell us what is a J-1 visa and approximately how many people at the university might have a J-1 visa?
Good question. So J-1 visa is actually made up of a variety of different subcategories. And the population that we're concerned with today are those that are classified as employees and who are therefore benefits eligible, right? So I think we're talking a population of around 200 folks at the university.
From all different countries, correct?
All different countries around the world.
So in the past, what benefit opportunities did people with J-1 visas have, and what is the change for 2020?
So folks with J-1 visas, as they're well aware, because it was sort of a painful situation, as part of the J-1 visa category, there are specific requirements regarding health insurance. The only option for individuals last year was the UVA Choice Plan, which was the most expensive of all the options. And while it's a great plan, it may have been more than some J-1 visa holders needed. And in some cases, it would have been the most expensive option for those individuals. So recognizing that and trying to serve the J-1 employee community, the benefits folks have come up with the UVA J-1 Visa Health Plan, which is really a combination of the Value and Choice Plan and will be less expensive than the choice option, which was the requirement for last year.
But still meet all those federal requirements for J-1 visa holders.
Correct.
And this only applies to immigrants holding a J-1 visa. This is sort of a special plan off to the side, but it's not for American citizens who are trying to choose their benefits.
That's right. So anybody who's a J-1 employee will automatically be enrolled in this plan, and it's not open to other individuals.
So if somebody has a J-1 visa right now and they have the Choice Health Plan, do they actually have to do anything in order to be placed into this new UVA J-1 visa health plan starting January 1st, 2020, or will they automatically be placed into that plan?
Right. Good question. So they will be automatically placed into this plan based on their understanding that they are on a J-1 visa. However, we would really encourage folks, really this would be the case with any benefits situation, to go in and review their workday record and their health plan details to make sure that they are in the correct plan.
Well, where can folks find out more if they do fall into this J-1 visa holder category?
So the recommendation certainly is to contact Ask HR. And individuals will also, who are impacted, will also receive a postcard notifying them of their eligibility for the program. And then details for the program will be available, as with all of the plans, on the website.
hr.virginia.edu.
That's it.
All right. Tim, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tim.
Very welcome.
For Your Benefit is a production of UVA HR in conjunction with THFM and WTJU. My name's Nathan.
My name is Elizabeth.
Thanks for listening. Check out everything you need at hr.virginia.edu.